This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ قل الله ينجيكم منها ومن كل كرب ثم أنتم تشركون. Who is it that saves you from the darkness of the ocean? You call out to him loudly and silently. If he were to save us from this, indeed we would be from amongst those who are thankful. Say, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who saves you from this crisis, from this problem, this distress, and all of the problems. Then you associate partners with him. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from all of the problems that we have in our lives. Whilst we are going through them, we remember him, we call out to him, we ask him, we plead him, we beg of him. Yet the minute that he removes that problem or those difficulties, many of us tend to forget him. Don't be from amongst these people, but rather honor your promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will be thankful to him if he is to remove you out of this crisis and problem. You know, whilst we're going through it, Ya Allah, if you remove me from this, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Fulfill those promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget him and try not to make pledges, but rather thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take out a sadaqah whilst you're going through the problem and don't forget to thank him again and again once he has removed you from that difficulty and that distress. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful servants. Ameen.